day and what the weather is like. But what does he do after that?
I try and desperately go back to sleep, but they won't let me. They make me get up and eat an enormous breakfast. And then I have a flick through the papers, see what's going on, make sure I haven't missed anything. And then we maybe potter down to the site. At about 10 o'clock, we go on stage and a few gags and a few games and give a few things away and generally whip the crowd up into a frenzy, like. And after that, then we actually get on with it between 11 and 12:30.
Well, it's just gone 7 o'clock in the morning. Many people feeling a little the worse for wear after late nights last night. Plentiful quantities of alcohol. The Radio 1 Roadshow is down the process of setting up. It'll take a few hours, then back to the hotel for breakfast for this morning. So far, Southport looks a little bit more pedestrian than usual. The Floral Hall Gardens, which I was expecting to find empty, occupied by 20 people sitting on deck chairs in the front row who are down here to get an early place in the queue. Some of the first people here at the roadshow have been here since, what, last night now?
Yep.
What time?
11:15, about.
Where have you all come from?
Southport.
So you've just decided to camp out?
Yeah.
Why at that time of day?
Because I wanted to get a good seat.
But surely if you'd been here at this time of the morning, then you would still have got these seats now.
It wouldn't have been as good, would it? Something different.
Well spoke.
So what was the entertainment last night?
Not a lot.
Hey,
a couple of bottles of Southern Comfort, by the looks of it. The entertainment for the next 2 hours is down to the drivers and engineers who put the well-oiled machine into motion, erecting the caravan and checking that all the equipment works. After that, it's back once again to the hotel for a quick breakfast, over which any suggestions and problems are aired. It's a breakfast that Mike Reed eventually admits to